said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A knife attack at a school in northern France has left a teacher dead, two other people wounded. One of the first police officers on the scene says he heard the assailant shout, Allahu Akbar. French anti-terror investigators handling the case and a suspect is in police custody. Israel is warning civilians, this time in Gaza, to clear out ahead of an expected ground assault by hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops. Military spokesman Jonathan Conricus on video issuing the heads up.
The IDF calls for the evacuation of all civilians from Gaza City. I'll zoom in a second. From Gaza City, from their homes, southwards, for their own safety and protection, and to move to the area south of Wadi Gaza, the river Gaza, as shown on the map.
Israel preparing to take on the Hamas terrorists who gave no such advance warning when they slaughtered Israeli civilians, including the elderly and disabled, and infants who were brutally killed last weekend. House Republicans continue struggling to fill a key job.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. After hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him.
Our conference still has to come together and is not there. There are still some people that have their own agendas, and I was very clear, we have to have everybody put their agendas on the side.
But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 102 points. NASDAQ futures down 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash, free by by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Russian authorities have raided the homes of lawyers representing imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The raids are part of a criminal case in which the three men are accused of participating in an extremist group, according to Navalny's ally, Ivan Zhdanov. Navalny's team confirmed on Telegram that all three of his lawyers were detained after the search, apparently as suspects in the case. Navalny's chief of staff said the case against the lawyers comes as Navalny is due to be transferred to a penal colony. He added it was unclear exactly where that would be. Navalny has been behind bars since January 2021, serving a 19-year prison sentence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistani police say several suspects behind this week's killing of a member of an outlawed anti-India militant group have been arrested. The arrest took place in multiple raids over the past 2 days, according to the police chief in eastern Punjab province. Townhall.com. Embattled Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey facing a new indictment.
Menendez is now charged with acting, along with his wife, as a foreign agent of Egypt between 2018 and 2022. The indictment reads, quote, among other actions, Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt. The charge comes on top of allegations less than a month ago that Menendez accepted bribes from Egypt in exchange for his political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
He was a 50-year-old, 22-year Philadelphia police veteran. The officer shot to death late last night in a parking garage at Philadelphia International Airport. His partner was shot and wounded, hospitalized in stable condition this morning. This happened as the officers were confronting people who had been breaking into cars in the garage. Now the hunt is on for a suspect or suspects. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Ackford Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Ackford Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. An amended Brewer ballpark funding deal clears a key vote in an assembly committee. Sockville Republican Rob Brooks said Thursday it's been a long road.
To get to where we are today, to where we can truly say it does not have a negative impact, it's not going to offset $1 in their levy, I think is a tremendous accomplishment. It wouldn't happen without cooperation.
The bill still has Milwaukee City and County, the state, and the team paying for repairs. But the amendment cuts an administrative fee the state charges for local sales taxes. That'll save local governments millions of dollars over the term of the stadium lease. The measure, which has the support of Governor Tony Evers, is now ready for a vote in the full assembly. Republicans in the state assembly passed a bill Thursday that would prohibit doctors from offering or performing gender-affirming medical treatments to minors.
Speaker Robin Voss says doctors are being reckless with the health of their patients.
If you go back in history, the way to treat mental illness 50 to 100 years ago was a lobotomy. And at the time, that was settled science. That's just the way it was supposed to be.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto the bill, and the Wisconsin Medical Society opposes that measure. The governor is also expected to veto bills that would keep transgender students from playing in boys' or girls' high school sports. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A judge could issue an arrest warrant for a missing Toma man accused in a 2016 death. Shane Helmbrick was found incompetent to stand trial after being charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Jen Ward inside her Eau Claire home. The current whereabouts of Helmbrecht, who left the group home in Toma he was staying in last month and was found in New Mexico, are unknown. After a judge ordered Monday that Helmbrecht return to the state of Wisconsin within 48 hours, a hearing scheduled for today will decide if an arrest warrant will be issued for Helmbrecht. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
A hardware store in Middleton was hit by a thief Wednesday night, literally.
Police say a driver rammed his vehicle into an Ace Hardware store, stole some items, and then got back into his vehicle and sped off. As he was trying to get away, he struck a pedestrian and another vehicle. The pedestrian received just minor injuries. There was a huge police response, and it didn't take too long for cops to bring this chase to an end, as there were over a dozen squads involved and a couple of SWAT-type armored vehicles. The suspect was taken into custody. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a television legend in central Wisconsin died Thursday. Mark Zelich spent a half century working as a sportscaster, news director, and special projects coordinator at WSAW-TV in Wausau. Zelich stepped away from his full-time duties at the station in 1994 and was inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame in 1998. Mark Zelich was 95 years old. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's take a peek at that Price County Senior Dining menu for Monday. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Now, Monday the 16th, they're going to be serving up baked fish, baked potatoes, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. Price County Senior Dining. Have any questions or to order your meal, 715-339-2158.
It's a scary good time again at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party Saturday, October 21st. Starting at 8 p.m. with music by DJ Austin Walker, with costume contests with prizes awarded at 11 o'clock for the top three, including $100 for first place. Enjoy spooky drink specials and great food all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party, happening Saturday night, October 21st, on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And party guests must be 21 to enter.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints with 11% off everything at Menards. For a paint that's washable, scrubbable, and stain-resistant, choose Forever Interior Paint and Primer in one. It comes in a variety of colors to match any decor and offers exceptional washability and stain resistance. Pick up Forever Interior Paint starting at $29.98 per gallon after 11% rebate. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, cloudy skies with widespread rain, high temperatures in the upper 40s, a breezy easterly winds increasing to 15 to 20. Then for tonight, rain still likely, a low temperature of 40. For Saturday, a chance for some showers, especially through midday with highs up to 48, breezy northeast winds at 10 to 20. For Sunday, looking to stay dry though, mostly cloudy up to 51. For Monday, mostly cloudy conditions with upper 40s for high temperatures and at least some partial sunshine returning for your Tuesday up to 53. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 42.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. This is the time of the year when the musky action really heats up. We're getting reports of some really big muskies being caught all over the upper Midwest. I'll tell you what anglers are doing to catch them, but first.
'Tis the season for Toyland at Fleet Farm. The elves are stocking shelves with the hottest toys like Barbie, Lego, Hot Wheels, and more at unbeatable deals. Find a lower toy price and we'll beat it by 5%. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. Plus, the first 125 customers get a free toy tractor. Get unbeatable deals on the toys you want before they're gone. Fleet Farm, the store with everything you need for a very Merry Christmas. See store for details.
This is the time of the year when you should be on the water musky fishing. The muskies are active, and they're moving on baits. They're hitting them. They're not just following these baits like they do in the summer months. These fish are feeding. And one of the baits that really works good this time of the year is what we call a glide bait. It's a topwater lure, but it dives down a few inches, sometimes up to 8 or 10 inches. The suic is a glide bait. There's a lot of different glide baits out there. Generally, they have a metal tail that you can adjust to get them to go deeper or run shallower. And what you're doing is casting these lures out over shallow vegetation, shallow rock piles, any place where those forage fish are loading up. And that's what they're doing this time of the year, moving into those shallow areas. And those muskies are moving in right behind them to feed on them. And those glide baits run right over the tops of that vegetation or right over the tops of those shallow rocks, and those muskies will just come out and crush those lures. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Let's go! Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.